Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning. We will have Preds Pick to Click later this hour, so make sure you tuned in for that. Joe, some interesting news around the National Football League. Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys are now parting ways. So Mike McCarthy was requested to be interviewed by the Chicago Bears a few days ago, and the Cowboys said no. And all indications look like that the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy were working toward a contract extension. His contract was up. It looked like they were working towards an extension and that he was going to be back in Dallas. Now, there's been a lot of reporting around this. It kind of looks like what's happened here is there was an offer from the Cowboys. McCarthy wanted a better offer, and they eventually just decided that it was time for them to part ways, which leaves Mike McCarthy now out there and available should Chicago or anybody else want to come in and scoop him up. And it leaves a head coaching vacancy with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, when that first came out yesterday, Joe, the conversation quickly shifted to Bill Belichick, who is the head coach at North Carolina, because apparently Bill Belichick has some desire to coach in Dallas and thought that that could be a nice fit for him, but didn't think it was ultimately going to end up being a possibility, which according to some of the reporting is why he took the job in North Carolina. Well, now it is open and it is a possibility, and there is some speculation. Will Jerry Jones fork up the $10 million to go buy him out of the North Carolina contract to bring him in to be the head coach in Dallas? So that's the first part of this. The second part of this is Deion Sanders and what that could end up looking like. Obviously, Jerry Jones knows Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders used to play for the Cowboys. And some reporting last night that Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones have at least spoken about this, and that there could be some legs to Deion Sanders being the coach in Dallas. Jordan Schultz was the first one I saw put this out there. It said that Jerry Jones has spoken with Deion Sanders about the head coaching vacancy. Discussions are expected to continue, and he is considered a top candidate, though the Cowboys plan to interview other coaches, obviously, as a part of the process. So what do you make of that idea of Deion Sanders going from Colorado potentially to become the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and what that could mean for the future of Dak Prescott, what that could mean for the future of Shedeur Sanders if that ends up being the case, if he is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, look, it looks like this has legs, and I heard Adam Schefter on Unsportsmanlike on this here channel before our show talking with Deion last night. I think somebody else, I think maybe Pelissero did too. So Deion is now talking, and he Schefter said that Jerry and Deion talked yesterday. And also Deion is talking to the NFL reporters. So I don't think you can dismiss this. I think this is a real possibility. Very interesting. And I don't know. I expected Colorado to not have the season they did this year, even though they have some great players, and for him to move on, I guess it makes sense if he has an opportunity to move on the NFL to do it. So if he does, I've got to assume that he's thinking this is the opportunity also to stay coaching Shedeur and have a coach quarterback, you know, reign of terror in Dallas. I mean, obviously there's nothing like that's ever happened before. I mean, I shouldn't say never. Maybe like in the 30s with like the Portsmouth Spartans, you know, Biff, you know, Johnson and his son Billy, you know, I don't know. But as far as I know, there's never been a head coach with his son quarterbacking the team in the NFL. What a story that would be. If that's the case, right, that's where the Titans could potentially come in here.
It's interesting because I'm with you. Like, if Deion Sanders takes the job in Dallas, I would have to think that there's at least a conversation about Shedeur Sanders joining him to be the quarterback. But then, like, what do you do with Dak Prescott? Like, you just signed him to a deal. So
you move him. You move him to move up.
Yeah. So you move him to move up. What do you think the market is like for Dak Prescott in terms of the interest level in him at that number? Do the Titans fall into that? Would they be interested in a Dak Prescott at that number? And what would the package have to look like if you're the Titans, with Dak Prescott included, for you to be willing to come off the number one pick in the NFL draft?
So the first person I saw propose this, I saw Braden Gall tweet this last night. He said, hear me out, Titans get Dak. They get the Cowboys' 12th pick. They get a second rounder next year. And the Cowboys get the number one pick. Is that enough for you?
No.
To give up the number one pick? You need more than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's me.
I'm kind of in agreement with you. Like, you're taking on $60 million a year, right?
Yeah.
And so much of this obviously revolves around what you think of Dak, what Brian Callahan thinks of Dak. I think Dak's a good quarterback. I think Dak's a guy who would come in here and could absolutely elevate the Titans to a much higher level of play at that position than we've been seeing.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I mean, I think Dak Prescott at his best is, I think it can be comparable to like Ryan Tannehill at his best. Like, it's in that range, right? I mean, which is pretty good. Now, you know, so much of that is also like what can you put around him? But I think that you would be able to win football games, get yourself together. It's just, is it worth paying that much? And, yeah, to me, I would want a little more than him, the 12th and the 2026 second, because, again, you are helping the Cowboys do this, pull this huge thing off. You're taking a big load of money off their plate.
And you're moving way down.
You're getting a good quarterback. Yeah, and you're moving down 11 spots. Yeah, I would need a bit more than that. How about Micah Parsons?
Well, if you do that, then I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
I just think, If this situation presents itself and they decide to hire Deion Sanders, then the question is really going to be, all right, is he taking the job with the understanding that they're going to try and go get Shedeur Sanders? Or is he taking totally the job separate because it's the job?
Exactly. Right? Is it totally separate of that? Or is it like, this is the whole plan?
Right. Because I think the natural assumption is that he would want to coach his son, which I'm sure he would. But is that like a non-negotiable? Because, like, there's no, like, they can't hire him in the next few days, Joe, and have any sort of certainty whatsoever that they're getting Shedeur Sanders. So, I mean, that can be your plan. What happens if it doesn't work out, right? Like, there's no leverage that they would have in this discussion with the Titans. Unless the Titans are just in love with Dak Prescott, which, again, like, Dak Prescott, I think, is a good quarterback when he's healthy. He's getting paid a ton of money. And, like, do you want Dak Prescott to be your quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years? Maybe you do. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't think there's a lot of leverage that the Cowboys would have in those discussions. So if you're the Titans, I think you would be at a spot where you could squeeze a lot of juice out of that lemon if you were trying to move down at that point.
Well, and again, especially like the whole if you're Deion – to me, you have to consider – I think you should consider this move independent of your son. And if you're both in the league in different franchises, okay, great. You're still both in the NFL. But if it really is like, if we can pull this off, then Dallas has to, you know. And then you've – as the other team, you've got all the leverage on that. You know, with Dak, I mean, I don't have his contract in front of me, but it's probably like the next 2 years, right? And then you can get out.
I'm sure.
You know, I mean, you're gonna pay a premium. You're gonna have a huge cap hit. And that's going to change your roster and how you can go about things. But it's not like you're married to him for a half decade, I don't think. I'll check it out.
Okay, so do you want Dak Prescott to be your quarterback for, let's say it's 3 years? Because do you want him to be your quarterback for the next 3 years?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, he's 31.
He's interesting because, remember, last year he was actually incredible. And then your Packers went in there and just – it really wasn't on him. I mean, for the most part, they just could not be stopped.
Right.
And then this year –
this year he's bad.
He was not good, and he got hurt. It's, you know, not long ago, he threw picks left and right. So he's kind of all over the place. But I think, again, at his best, if he's got good Dak years left, I mean, I'm not – again, you know, everybody wants that quarterback, and I get it. And so if you'd rather stick and just pick one of these guys at one, you can do that. But a good quarterback in this league, and just look at the playoffs right now, if you build a team around a good quarterback, you can do a lot of stuff in this league.
Yep, no doubt about it. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We will continue the discussion on Dak Prescott and potentially Deion Sanders taking the head coaching job with the Dallas Cowboys. What do you make of that fit? And what would the draft capital have to be from the Cowboys side of things to give up for you to be interested in Dak Prescott and the number one overall pick? We'll take your thoughts on that. It is also time for Pred's Pick to Click coming up next as well. Be the first caller, 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal scorer for the Nashville Predators tonight, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do all that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
It's time for Pred's Picks to Click.
And a shot at a score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Pred's tickets. 615-737-1025 now. It's Pick to Click now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds in action tonight taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. Puck drop 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 1025-1063 the game. Rex Road still in first place in the standings. 8 correct answers. I have 6. The listeners move up to 5 last time out. Nick Kieser remains at 3 correct answers in the competition. With that in mind, we head to our 1025 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Will to the program. Will, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Hey, I'm going to go with Roman Josi.
Going with Roman Josi. Will, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So Josi, off the board. I'm up first in the competition today. You're going to see a very motivated Jonathan Marchessault in this game tonight, taking on his former team for the first time in the Vegas Golden Knights. So I'm going Jonathan Marchessault. I think he's going to be all over the place tonight. I don't know if that's going to end up being super great news or if he's going to end up in the box about 6 or 7 times. We'll see what happens.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Could be both.
All you need is one.
But I'll go Jonathan Marchessault on the board. Joe Rexrod, your pick to click.
I feel like Forsberg might have a heater coming. Give me Forsberg.
He's had 2 in a row. So could be. Josi, Marchessault, Forsberg off the board. Nick Kieser, your pick to click.
I'm going to go with Gus Nyquist. I need to break my 6-game streak, and I think Gus Nyquist does it tonight.
I'm sure he's happy to hear you pick him.
I'm sure he's
not scored
excited
against a goalie, by the way, since October.
I'm sure he's very excited.
Yeah, he's probably excited that you just said that, too.
There you go.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Gus is going to be thrilled to see Nick Kieser later today in the locker room.
Make sure you go say hi to him.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Hey, Gus.
Oh, man. President Axton tonight taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. Some interesting reaction on our text line to the proposal that was thrown out there of what happens if Deion Sanders gets this Cowboys coaching job and they want Shador Sanders and they want to move up to number one overall. Number one, would you be interested in Dak Prescott as a part of that? And number two, how much more draft capital would it take from Dallas for you to have some interest in this? There's a lot of different scenarios, some draft capital being thrown around here. How about this from JC and Gillettsville? If you could pull some future first and second round picks from Dallas, I'd do it. Maybe use those to move back into the top of the first round to get the edge rusher from Penn State and a left tackle to move Latham to right tackle. And you just won the AFC South. That's what JC and Gillettsville says. If you get all that plus Prescott.
Yeah, well.
That seems like a lot, though.
That seems like a lot. A lot of people talking about the Cowboys keeping some of that salary. I think that's a worthwhile part of the discussion. on this for sure. So, I mean, if you know, it's again, it's we're doing a lot of fantasy football right now, you know. But I will say that just the early indications are absolutely that this is not just some, hey, let's throw a name out there. Again, if Deion is doing what he did in terms of let's talk to some of these NFL reporters after talking to Jerry, and absolutely leaving. I know our Colt Anderson's cousin on the YouTube chat said he wasn't interested. That's not at all what he said. That's not what Schefter said in remotely what he said. No. So that to me makes it real. Now, does this stuff get real? I don't know. Like you asked earlier, it's just like, it's a life. I mean, you think about how complicated that could be. Like, seriously, like the real life implications of already the pressure of being the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Huge pressure. Right. And then, like, your son, you give up the world to get your son to be the quarterback. It's certainly possible that Shedeur Sanders is not going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. That is a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, you compound the pressure of being the head coach of that franchise as Deion with Jerry. I mean, it would be must-see everything for all of us. But then you have in a way, I could see Deion being like, this is a life move. This is a dream. It's a Cowboys. And actually, I want anything but coaching my son. I could totally see that.
Well, you know? I could see it. Like, look, I thought in the back of my mind that he was going to be done after this year at Colorado. Like, I mean, look, Shador's going pro. I think it was Shiloh's last year.
The best player in college football. Travis Hunter's leaving.
Like, yeah. I thought he's going to be done. I mean, there's video of him the other day addressing the team in Colorado and just being like, well, this is my first time not being a coach of one of my sons, and now I can just be a coach. And I don't have to worry about being a dad. Like, he's in a team meeting just going through all this other stuff. So, like, he's still coaching. So, if you're going to coach and you're planning on doing it without your son anyway, like, does that change how you view the Cowboys job? Like, again, I think it's one thing to have a plan. Like, your plan could be, okay, I'm going to take the Cowboys job and we're going to get Shedeur. Like, you're not guaranteed to make that happen. You could have the plan, but there's nothing there that says you're going to be able to pull off a trade or that somebody else isn't going to be enamored with Shedeur Sanders and they want him and they're going to take him. So, like, there's no guarantee that you're getting – it's not college. Like, you're not handpicking your recruits.
Right, exactly. The best thing that could actually happen out of all this is they hire Deion, he comes in, they give the Titans the world to get up to number one, and then Deion takes Cam Ward.
Cam Ward? Yeah. Be hilarious.
How about that? And Shedeur, like, falls to, like, 23 or something. It's like Aaron Rodgers on that draft day.
Dad!
Thanks a lot, Dad.
What'd you do that for?
But I like the idea, you know, of taking on some salary. I think, yeah, look, if this were to materialize and this is truly what they want to do, it could be a huge opportunity for the Titans.
Do you think that Deion is ready to be an NFL head coach, and particularly an NFL head coach at that place with that franchise?
Well, some things about college coaching now I think are harder than NFL coaching. So – look, I mean, he's had some great players. Obviously, his kid is a very good player. He's a legit, you know, first-round prospect, maybe top-of-the-draft prospect at quarterback. Travis Hunter's the best player in college football. So, you know, he's had that. But he also had other limitations with that roster. He took over a terrible, like a one-win atrocious program. A lot of people didn't like some of the stuff, including me. I mean, Deion with the daily deal of an NFL press corps again is just going to be something. That would be my question. But I think from a coaching perspective, you can't look at what he's done at Colorado and not be impressed, right? I think you have to be impressed with what he did at Colorado. He's had to change coordinators, and they figured it out this year. They're pretty good. So I think the coaching aspect of it would be, I think he can do it. The weirdness of him with, like, media stuff and what the NFL demands, which is, like, in camp, it's every single day.
Yeah.
And then even during the season, it's 4 days a week. And with that press corps, that would be – I mean, I really do question that part of it. Like, does he want to deal with that? I mean, I'm here for it.
Where's the media throng going after the game? Are you going to listen to Deion? Are you going to huddle around Jerry.
That's a good point. Mike McCarthy had like two interns sitting with him while everybody else is crowding around Jerry. Ah, let me tell you something. But now, tough choices.
It would be. 615-737-1025. Our phone number. A lot of your reaction to this. What do you make of the idea of Deion Sanders potentially to the Cowboys? And what would that mean for Shedeur Sanders at the top of the draft? We'll get more into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Alex on the text line, throwing it out there, says, as a Mississippi State and a Titans fan, the minimum to take on Dak is 2 firsts and a second. That's from Alex on the text line.
What, you're hating on him for his Mississippi State days? He got you to number one, man. Come on.
Did not sound like Alex is a huge Dak guy.
He's out in Omaha cheering for the baseball team. Yeah. My goodness.
Kevin asking, is Brinker going to fire Callahan now and bring in Mike McCarthy? I don't think so, but there is a connection there.
Hey, man, we're sitting here waiting on these staff changes that Stilley promised on Friday. Through his source, who sometimes is right about stuff, sometimes. It's really weird. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's no staff changes because the whole staff is changing. Surprise, everybody.
Now, Brian, I know I put in my statement that you were coming back as head coach, but we did not anticipate that Mike McCarthy was going to be available. And you know us, when there's a Mike available to hire as head coach, we hire him. Rabel, Munchak, doesn't matter. McCarthy.
They have had a lot of mics, haven't they?
They have. Malarkey. You keep going down the list. A lot of mics.
A lot of mics. I mean, is Mike McCarthy going to get a job?
I mean, apparently Chicago was interested. I don't know.
Like he could be their backup to Ben Johnson now? I guess. They've lost Vrabel.
Right. Like who's in enough with Ben Johnson? And, you know, I saw this yesterday, like, apparently, Robert Saleh is trying to get some interviews lined up. He was in Jacksonville for a while, and apparently he made a really good impression down there. So, could Saleh get back into the mix and end up with the Jags? McCarthy, look, he's accomplished. He's done a lot of winning. Now, the majority of that came with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback, and they won a Super Bowl, 15 years ago. Is he a good coach still? And there's a lot that he did in Dallas, particularly from a clock management standpoint. You're just like, geez, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then this year they were just so bad throughout the year. Now, how much of that was on him this year? I don't know. I mean, Dak was bad, and then he got hurt. So there's that. And when you lose him, you're not going to do a whole lot of winning with your backup quarterback out there. But still, they were not good even before he got hurt.
Yeah. I think he's fine. He's been good enough to get another job, but I wouldn't be super excited about it. Texter here says, again, a lot of people responding on the Dak situation, Deion, all that stuff. The biggest issue is he's not worth $60 million a season. Cowboys would need to eat however that. Look, I agree, and I don't hate the idea of the Cowboys taking on some of that, but let's also be clear. In the NFL now, if you're a good, solid starting quarterback, $60 million a season is the going rate. Yeah. That's what it is, man. When Tannehill signed that deal for 30, people were freaking out. It's it ended up being a pretty good bargain. Until it wasn't.
Exactly. Hey, look, like you said, I mean, Dak Prescott's 31. When he's on, he's good. I mean, the numbers that he had last season were amazing. He threw for 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, and 9 picks. I mean, there was a good chunk of the season that he was in the MVP conversation. And then this year, he threw 11 touchdowns, 8 picks, 1,978 yards in 8 games. The year before that, he threw for 2,860 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 15 picks. I mean, turnovers were a huge problem.
Yeah. And the injuries, he's had different ones. That's another thing, too. So, obviously,
Well, by the way,
it's a concern.
He had a lot of turnovers 2 years ago. He was turning the ball over a lot this year before he got hurt. And that was with an offensive line that is better than the Titans' offensive line and certainly receiving weapons that are better than what the Titans have had.
Yeah.
So how do you factor that in?
Right, exactly. And speaking of that, Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, I see people throwing that. The Cowboys, I don't believe either of those players will be available.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to be. This is, you know, you got to get Titans need as many picks as they can get. Draft and develop. That's the new strategy, by the way.
Yeah.
Revolutionary NFL strategy. But seriously, they need picks, and I think you could get, obviously, whether it's this or, you know, anything where someone really wants to get to one because they are convinced that they've got their guy at one, this is a real opportunity.
I would love to know, like, what's more attractive? What's a more attractive option to the Titans? Let's say that Dallas is all in on this, and they hire Deion Sanders, and they are willing to trade Dak Prescott to you as a part of a package to get up to number one and go get Shedeur Sanders. Okay, so there's one option. Let's say pick your team wants to move up somewhere in the top five or the top eight in the draft to one, and you move down, and they don't have a quarterback to send your way, but they send you their first-round pick this year, their first-round pick next year, a second this year, you recoup your third. Like, what's more attractive to you, building your team that way or getting Dak Prescott in at quarterback? Because if you take the other option, you still have to figure out quarterback, and that could be any number of the options we've already talked about that could be out there in free agency or via trade.
Yeah, look, we're sitting here talking about the free agent quarterbacks, and if Sam Darnold does happen to get out there, I think you're right, they're still probably going to tag him, but okay, so he's your best option, and then you go down from there. I think the Dak thing is attractive because right now, you know, like Texter here says, it doesn't matter who we have quarterback till we address the offensive line. We could have Tom Brady in his prime, so it wouldn't matter. Well,
that's
yes,
not true, but yes, I hear you.
Yeah, right. But they have to. They are going to try. I'm confident that they're going to try to address the offensive line this offseason. We'll see if they can or not. We'll see if they do it successfully. But they're going to try. And I think that, you know, I think Latham, Skronsky, I think you can at least be solid there moving forward, right? So agree with that. But to me, if you had this for a short term, it's not the worst thing while you build other things up. Now then you still are going to get into that point where, okay, so he's pretty good and you're pretty good and you're in the middle and you can't go get the next great quarterback. So all of these questions then come back to, do you actually believe one of these guys could be great? Because this is when your opportunity is.
Right.
Now, you may have an opportunity next year, too, because you might stink again, okay? But I don't think that's, as much as it's draft and develop, patience, all that stuff, I don't think anybody in that building should feel too good about winning three or four games next year.
No.
And hanging around.
Well, and, you know, you draft and develop, patience, all that. But again, like, if you're drafting and developing, eventually you're going to have to find the quarterback. Like, and, you know, maybe that is this year, maybe it's not. Maybe your drafting part of the quarterback comes in a year or two. The other part of that is, okay, can you build the team good enough where you are competing for your division and you are getting back into the playoffs with Dak Prescott? Like, are you close enough now with your team where with Dak Prescott as your quarterback and you address a couple of things this offseason, like, are you close enough now where you're winning the division next year?
No. I mean, you'd have to have some kind of ungodly offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So how close are you really? Like, you know, it's not like Dak's ancient. He's 31 years old. He has had a lot of injuries. I think a big part of his game early in his career was being able to run, and that's not as much of a part of his game now. He's a good pocket passer. He throws the ball well. When he's on, he's really accurate. But, like, how much does it move the needle, I guess, if Prescott is in here over the next year or two?
But, well, if you're competent, then in the next 2 years, you should be able to absolutely be a contender for the AFC South, if you're competent.
Right.
In tandem with him. So, they weren't planning on sucking this year.
I know.
I mean, so, yeah, it's like there's so many things, too. Okay, is L'Jarius Sneed going to be one of the best corners in the NFL next year, or is he going to not play at all?
Right.
What a huge difference in range there, right? Like, is T'Vondre Sweat going to be, you know, pretty good, promising player like he was this year, or is he going to start to become a great player? I don't know. Is Jeff Simmons here or in New England? I don't know. But You have to plan in the NFL. Like, there is no excuse, no matter where you are, that in 2 years you could get yourself to be a decent playoff contending team. If you can't do that, you're bad.
And there's a guy that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes that could also make this thing pretty interesting. Like, what would you rather do? Would you rather trade with the Cowboys and bring in Dak Prescott? Or let's say Rodgers gets cut by the Jets and he's out there and available and wants to play, and you can acquire him by not trading anything. You can just go get him. Like, would you rather do that for a year and then reevaluate where you're at quarterback next year rather than giving up your number one overall pick as a part of a package for Dak Prescott?
Rodgers and McCarthy like each other still?
I think so.
Green Bay South. The plane from Green Bay just keeps bringing a whole new team to Nashville. How exciting.
It'd be fun for me around here.
Yeah.
Bring in all the former Packers you can get.
Yeah. You can go.
That's when you call A.J. Hawk and Randall Cobb and be like, guys, come on. Jordy Nelson.
Jordy. Get Jordy out there.
Get them all out there. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Dak Prescott part of this. We will get into Aaron Rodgers as a possibility for the Titans at quarterback in the 8 o'clock hour. All that ahead, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025, 1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be a male model, but I'm going to have 17 taquitos for lunch. So, I mean, yeah, it's great that she wants to win. But, you know, that I don't know that I've had those, but a few times I've looked at them in the warmer, and they look pretty freaking good. Oh, really? Oh, I need sources to tell that? Is that right? I need sources to demonstrate that Chad Brinker's done a bad job? Robbie, help me out. Let's keep that blood pressure down, folks. No FCC violations. Thank you for your concern, text line.
It is that time of the day. Time for Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. Check it out every morning here on the program. Joseph, the floor is now yours.
I feel like Nick's stalking me. I mean, he's our producer.
A lot of clips.
Yeah, but every stupid thing I say ends up throwing back in my face. Why is that?
Oh, man.
I need to quit. Whoever tweeted this to me, I think it was our game account. So I don't know if that was you, Nick, or if it was somebody else producing. But you did see this, Robbie, right?
The taquitos being recalled?
Yeah. The day after, or like hours, right? After I talked about my love for taquitos, the Tennessean tweets out nearly 25,000 pounds of frozen taquito sold at Aldi, recalled due to possible contamination. Whoa.
That's good. Good to know.
Whoa, man.
A lot of taquito discussion yesterday.
That's really weird, right?
Yeah, it's concerning.
What does it mean?
Well, it means that you probably need to be mindful of the taquito consumption.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to avoid taquitos now.
No.
Here's, again, I've said this before. I've said everything before. But here's a great rule. Now, it doesn't really apply to this. But I would you could apply it to this, too. You know what you do if you really want a taquito now? You go to Aldi and buy taquitos.
That's right.
Least contaminated taquitos in the world.
Be at the top of their game.
It's like the restaurant that gets closed
down from the health department.
No, we've done that before. In fact, there was an Italian restaurant in Michigan, Katie and I, and they got these health violations. It was this big thing, and they offered like half-off meals. Like, hell yes, that is the cleanest kitchen in the world right now. There is not a germ in that kitchen right now.
Three months from now, who knows? But right now, it's in a good spot.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, once everybody calms down, then maybe you look at side-eye a little bit and look at it, okay? That's actually a pretty good topic. What I was going to quickly talk about is, you know, I ordered pizza. Keeps coming back to food I eat. Very healthy person.
You do the pizza taquito combo?
Man.
You know, back in the day.
Pizza flavored taquitos?
Remember back in the day.
Can you imagine?
Where they used to have like the options where, like, in Hendersonville, we had a Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo. So, like, you know, as a 17-year-old, when my metabolism was an absolute crap, I could go and did this many times. Like, you know, I think I'll take about 3 or 4 soft tacos and also a personal pan pepperoni pizza. Thank you.
Nice.
Like, that was a good combo back in the day.
Absolutely. They also sometimes have, like, the KFC Taco Bell, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a tough sell.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can make something work there. But I just, I understand why, and it can work out, and there's like a discount, so I did it. But man, ordering pizza with an automated phone thing, this is what happens. First of all, it takes forever. Thank you. And would you like to add something else to your order? You know, instead of just let me rip off the four pizzas I'm ordering to the human, and then, you want anything else? Oh, yeah. So I got in trouble. People yelled at me because I forgot to order the ranch. The ranch that's just so good at this place. We didn't get breadsticks, but we just got pizza. But I didn't order the ranch. If I had been talking to a human being, like I tried to tell them, I would have remembered. But instead it's like, and would you like something else? Let me repeat your order. You know, and I'm just like, get this over with. And then I finally hung up, and then everybody yelled at me. So
it sounds like a rough night for you.
Yeah, well, it was not fair, really. But I understand that apparently I could have declined. And then finally at some point someone would have talked to me.
Yeah.
I would really like it if we could make it so. I understand that AI's taking over the world and all that. At some point we'll all be androids or whatever. But right now, if you order pizza, if you have a pizza place, it's like if you have a place that sells a cookie and some bubble tea, don't call yourself a bakery. If you own a pizza place, have humans who you employ who can take orders over the phone.
I disagree. I think all orders from now on should be done online and or via kiosk. Yeah,
I hate that.
No, I love it because you fill out exactly what you want, and all they've got to do is read it. You just got to read it exactly the way that it's spelled out there for you. I don't remember the last time that I've ordered from a pizza place where I've actually spoken with a human.
Really?
It's been years.
Well, this is probably a generational thing between us.
No, I'm not spoken with an automated voice message either. It's just been the online.
You like to fill it out. Yeah. Because that's the thing. Yeah. The automated sometimes. So you said a pineapple and onion pizza. Yeah, no, I said pepperoni mushroom.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I like talking to a person, talking it through. Sometimes they might be like, hey, okay, well, we got a special on this or whatever, right? Look, this could have something to do with also that I am a former pizza delivery boy.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, enjoyed that, and I liked interacting with the people, taking the calls. I just feel like it should be a communal thing. And, you know, I would like it to stay that way.
I was a pizza delivery boy too, and I will say the online orders became a thing when I started there. And it was beautiful. All you had to do was print out that receipt. And like, okay, so they want pepperoni and sausage on there. And on the other half of the pizza, they want banana peppers. Cool, we'll do that. You just fill it right out. It's all good. It doesn't get lost in translation over the phone. Not somebody talking like this. Excuse me, sir, I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Yeah.
The online order is a great thing.
Yeah, I get it. Maybe I should. Maybe this ultimately rant turns on me, and I need to join the 21st century now that we're a quarter of a century into the century.
Yeah.
People are correct with the place I was ordering from, by the way.
That's good.
Which must be because of the ranch there. Robert says, wait, you're blaming the automated phone service for forgetting ranch? How about a little bit of self-awareness? LOL. Well, maybe it's because I got yelled at, okay? Maybe that's really the issue here. I get yelled at. It's like, hey, you're welcome to order it yourself next time.
Absolutely. I got one text that says, I have not ordered a pizza from a human being in 8 years. 8 years.
I really don't like
that's
that.
It's probably at least that long, potentially longer for me.
God, I almost always talk to a human, and this was such a bad experience for me. I don't know why the online thing bothers me. I don't know why I don't love that. I don't know. I just like talking to people.
The only thing that bothers me about online ordering is every now and then you'll run across a place that does not have their full array of options available with their online ordering. Like for some reason it's like, well, we have this, but it's not included in our online order. You have to verbalize that you want this. And it's like, well, is it on your menu or is it not? Put it on the online menu. It bothers me from time to time.
Yeah, that's weird. But also, there's a fast food place where we have the app.
Yeah.
And I swear, it never works.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, I guess we'll just push the button and talk to them then. See? Should have done that in the first place.
I think I know what fast food place you're talking about. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. We talked with TD on Friday about the possibility of Aaron Rodgers becoming the next Titans quarterback. What do we make of that, and is that a realistic option for the Titans this offseason? We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.